Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, we've got James from Tesseract. How are you?
Hi there. I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for being on the show. Tesseract has been out there doing a lot of touring. There's a great new album out there as well. And James, what is the intellectualism of Tesseract's music and lyrical concepts reflect about you and the rest of the band?
I don't know, really. I think quite a lot of it, I guess, is that we're just a bunch of nerds, and we're into really nerdy things. So very, massive into sort of science and kind of crazy stuff, and I think that, I guess, the whole, the band name comes from, well, it basically means a four-dimensional cube, or a cube in basically a four-dimensional space, and a lot of everything else comes out of that sort of fascination with sort of science and the wide world.
James from Tesseract is our guest on the show this evening. Gonna play a tune from the latest album, Polaris. This is Messenger. Full Metal Jackie with James Monteith from the band Tesseract on the show with us this evening, talking about the latest album, Polaris. And musically, sometimes what you don't play is crucial to a song. Why is restraint such an important part of Polaris?
I think that's generally always been one of our kind of key things we've wanted to do from the beginning, even when we were sort of coming out with, at the same time, lots of the other sort of very technical bands in the same kind of scene. I think, I love loads of 80s shredders and like people who can sort of play faster than anything, but ultimately I think really good songs and good melodies come from simplicity, and I think basically if you hold back and really make the few notes you play count, I think they can be more effective than showing how many notes you can play in a millisecond.
Gotta take a quick break. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Mr. Jamie Josta. Also new music from Black Tusk coming up next, and we'll have more with James of Tesseract. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with James Monteith of the band Tesseract on the show with us. Daniel rejoined the band last year, your vocalist. How did 3 years apart reinforce his place in the band when he returned?
It was quite amazing, to be honest. When he agreed to rejoin, we played one rehearsal before our debut show with him, which was the following day. And basically when he walked back in, it felt like no time had passed at all. We felt very strong as a unit immediately. I think one thing that had happened is that over that period of time, we had all kind of got a bit better at what we were doing. So Dan had definitely developed his vocal power and his range and his techniques, and that was instantly noticeable. He came back way stronger, a lot stronger than before, and he kind of commented on the rest of us as well, like, wow, this band sounds like a new band. So I think us being away from each other and improving and coming back together, but with the same vibe that we had 3 years prior, got us off to a really strong start.
Full Metal Jackie with James Monteith of Tesseract on the show with us. Coming up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Also music from Soilwork. We'll have James pick a tune. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, James from Tesseract on the show with us this evening. The new album, Polaris, is distinct individual songs rather than a single linear piece of music like you guys have done in the past. What prompted that creative shift?
I don't think anything prompted it, really. Like all the previous records, everything just sort of happens kind of naturally, from the initial riff through to sort of the layers being put together and then the vocals being put on and then everything being arranged. The process has always been exactly the same on this record as on the previous record. I think that maybe there was like a subconscious urge to do something that was a little bit more song-based. I don't know. But in all honesty, it just kind of turned out the way it turned out. With no preconceived kind of ideas beforehand.
James Monteith from Tesseract is our guest on the show. Quick break coming up this hour. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Gonna get some new music from Obscura. We'll hear from Exodus. More with James up next. Stick around. Full Metal Jacket with James Monteith of Tesseract. James, in what ways are you an even better band as a direct result of the experience of making this latest album, Polaris?
I think the new record's a lot more dynamic than the previous records. So there's a lot, I guess, going back to the what you don't play thing that you mentioned, it's even more important on this record. So it's basically being restrained, being controlled, and making sure that, you know, everything that you play counts and sounds good. And just it's a bit more discipline, I think, to play some of the simpler stuff. So I think touring this record has definitely helped us mature, I think, all those as players.
Gonna take a quick break. Coming up next, we're gonna hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also, music from the latest Slayer album and more with our guest, James from Tesseract. Full Metal Jackie with James of Tesseract. Pick up the latest album, Polaris. See the band out on the road. And James, what can we expect from Tesseract in 2016?
Okay, well, we're kicking off with more touring. We'll be sort of focusing on Europe and the European festivals. And then after that, we're hoping to return to the States and Canada again. We haven't actually figured out exactly how we're going to do that yet. We have one offer which nearly worked out, but it clashed with something else, so that didn't happen. But I'd expect to see a lot more touring from us in the next year.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, and good luck with all that's to come.
Okay, thank you very much.